what you should not reveal on the first date, according to my friends, Lady Jig's friends. Stay tuned. All right, as we know, or for some of us know, if you've been like in a relationship in the last 4 or 5 years or even 10 years, well, you probably don't know how dating is now. So here I am giving you the lowdown on dating nowadays. And if you listen to all my podcasts, y'all will have an idea how it's been. And you know, dating is exciting. It can be fun. You might fall in love, possibly, or that's the goal. But then there's also a lot of like struggle, a lot of complications, and a lot of like misunderstandings. And what ends up happening, nothing happens basically when two people meet. It may or may not work. So anyway, on this particular episode, we're gonna focus on what you should not reveal on the first date. Now, this is not some set on stone thing. I didn't do like full research. I didn't ask hundreds of people about what they think. This is just among my friends. I did text a whole bunch of people one day and was like asking this question, what you should not reveal on the first date. I also asked them what you should be learning from your date, but I'm not gonna cover that because that'll be a lot of material all at once. So I'm just gonna focus on what you should not reveal on the first date. So thank you for tuning in. This is Lady Jig of Love Exchange. Just in case you don't know what this podcast or who's talking right now, it's me, Lady Jig. And anyway, so for some of my friends here, actually the common thing that all of them have said is exes. Do not talk about your exes, right? And yes, please do not talk about your exes. I can see why that's a bad thing, although I have mentioned an ex on a first date. Not like I was trying to talk about them, but I was like, oh, you know, one time, like for example, me and my ex, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It didn't ruin anything because honestly, they wanted to see me again. But it also shows I didn't like constantly talk about my ex, right? Thomas brought up a good point about how, you know, yeah, don't talk about your exes, but also don't disparage your ex. Like, don't talk shit about your ex, no matter how bad the breakup was or relationship was, because it's not really a reflection of him or of her ex or the ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend. It's more a reflection of you talking about them. So that person's not gonna be like, oh man, yeah, your ex was fucked up, you know. They're not gonna say that. They're gonna be like, this person is talking a lot about their ex and talking badly, you know. You want to be respectful towards your ex in front of a possibility of a relationship, of a, you know, in front of someone who, you know, you may or may be with one day. And so, you know, like, you don't have to give a lowdown about your ex at that time. It's not to say in the future you won't ever talk about your ex, but in the moment, in the beginning, don't, because it's not about your past. It's about starting a future, possibly with this person. I don't want to be hella serious about that person you're dating, but, you know, it's very like, it's like a seed, you know. Like, I think two people coming together is almost like seed and dirt or something like that, because I see the seed as like this little tiny thing that might be something, but if planted properly, it could grow into a beautiful flower, right? And if not treated very well, then that seed will not become anything. So that's where this moment in the first date is. It's kind of like that seed, right? Is it gonna succeed or is it gonna, you know, fail? I know, maybe this is the bad way to explain it, but fuck it, I already went with it and I'm recording. What else? Yeah, Joel mentioned baggage from past relationships. Like, don't bring that in either. What else? A lot of you just said exes. Past mistakes from relationships, says Joanna. What else? And also, yeah, what Dylan said is that maybe you keep talking about your ex, you probably are not over that person, so don't do it. Although, if you are talking about them, maybe you shouldn't be dating just yet. What else? Agent Grinko, my former roommate here, said sex. Don't talk about sex on the first date. I mean, it can kind of messed up. I don't know, it might change the course of where the relationship could be heading, right? Like, you know, maybe, I don't know, unless like both of you, unless you want to have sex, you know, and that's all you want to do in this relationship, then okay, fucking bring it up. But if you don't, and you actually are trying to find someone in a, you know, to be in a serious relationship, I wouldn't talk about it. I'm going to tell you about an experience. Now, I didn't meet this guy just yet, but in our conversations through the phone and through like FaceTime, he just wanted to be sexual. I mean, part of me was interested in that, and maybe I led him to that point, but then I also stopped. Hey, I don't want to talk about this. I think we shouldn't talk about it. It's like, why are we just talking about it? And see, that to me was disrespectful, him pushing to talk about sex when I didn't want to talk about it. I don't know. I can't take you seriously if that's all you want to talk about, honestly. What else did you guys say? Let's see. Sex life, no past drama. So JP put this out here. How many people you slept with? Yeah, do not bring that up. It all comes back to what they want in a relationship. And some of you guys said this in the part where I had asked, like, what should you reveal? What should you learn in from a date? You should definitely establish why are you dating, right? What do you want out of this? Some people will go out just to fuck, and that's fine. Like, I'm not judging you. That's all good in the hood, as long as you use protection, you're safe, and it's consensual, obviously. But it's very good to be clear why you're dating. And if it turns out it is sex, of course, say, I don't know if you have to tell them either, like, how many people you slept with. I think that's something you don't have to divulge, as long as, like, you've been tested, and if you do have an STD, be honest about it. Fucking be honest, please. Please be responsible. So yeah, there's that. And I like to, before I end this, because see, that's what the main things that you guys talk about. You guys talk about, no, don't talk about sex, don't talk about past relationships. Randy mentioned, don't talk about your insecurities. I'm like, okay, I can see that. Maybe as you get to know each other down the line, you know, you can share that, or, you know, that's probably something that you reveal later on, maybe not the first date. Maria, who has a bunch of segments with me a couple of months ago, don't tell them you have an STD or STI unless, again, you plan to have sex with them that day, that night. Just to be honest, but I wouldn't straight be like, I got STD, by the way, what do you think about that? No. No. Day was like saying, don't expose your entire past, you know. And I agree, like, you, like, if it works out really well on the first date, then you'll have many other dates to kind of just, you know, slowly divulge all that information. Olga said, don't reveal too much because you want to create intrigue, so that way they want to get to know you more. Yeah, so make them love you first, guys. Make them love you. what else? Yeah. So that's the end of the segment. Thank you for tuning in. I do want to give a couple of thanks to several of my friends for graciously contributing, responding to my texts. And I do want to remind you all that anytime I have a guest or anytime I use the opinion of anyone here, I change the name. At least, if you know, for my friends, at least I change their names or they give me a pseudonym. Some of their names are for real because they're really common and there's a bunch of those people out in the world with that name. But anyway, here it goes. Thank you to Ancient Gringo, Joe Izzel, Anna Marie, Randy, Shay, Robert, David, Mugen, Maria, Joanna, Thomas, Dylan, Monica, Jen, Olga, Day, Juan, Adam, and Tha. If you didn't hear your name, it's probably because you contributed my other question, which is what you should learn from your first date. So stay tuned for that segment. For the listeners out there who want to participate in this question of what you should not reveal on your first date, please please send me those call-ins. I would love to hear your opinion as always, and I would love to definitely publish them. That is, if I like and y'all didn't say anything fucking rude to me. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday evening. Tomorrow is Friday, which I'm excited for, and I think that's about it. I hope you're having a good evening. Be good to yourself and be good to others. Peace.